Hello, everyone. This is Nataline coming to you from the moon. I'm here at Strawberry Moon Energetics, our first podcast. It's a little experimentation of a sacred donut. Let's begin with a blessing. God, Goddess, all that is. Hello, everyone. Here we are, the Sacred Donut Podcast. I'm Nataline Cruz, and I'm here with my producer, Tio, and my social media guru, Mariah, who I call Moo. I have nicknames for both of them. So if you hear me say Tio and Moo, that's who I'm talking about. So I'm here with Tio and Moo. And they're this great team that helps me do all these wonderful things. So we're here today at Strawberry Moon recording the Sacred Donut Podcast, episode 6. Yay, we're so excited. We've had a little bit of a break between recordings, and so we're very happy to be back. And before I get started, Mariah, do you have some reminders? I know you always have reminders for me.
Yes. If you can follow us on social media, we are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And if you have any questions, comments, stories, anything you want to share with us, please send it to the email, thesacreddonutpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we would love to hear. We are starting to get stories in, and we would love to hear more about our listeners and your experiences or any comments you have for us. We really believe in community, and we want you all to be a part of this, what I call the experimentation of the Sacred Donut. So today we are looking at the energy of fear. And I say energy because fear is an emotion, but everything is energy. And so it is an energy that I feel is the most debilitating for people. So I wanted to bring that to your attention here today. As we build every episode, my hope is that when the listeners, you know, as you listen, especially if you listen in a row, that there's a momentum happening, and there's certain things in the foundation of the way I like to work with people. And fear is important to address in the beginning of working with somebody. So I wanted to talk to you about fear. We live in a world that is literally based on fear on a daily basis. Everything around us, from the news to social media to our belief systems, is all based around fear. You don't see a whole lot of commercials on TV talking about how courageous you are and go live your life. You're told how you should be afraid of everything. And so I wanted to talk today about this idea of fear. And I say idea because it's truly a belief that the body then responds to, that creates an emotion, that creates a vibrational frequency. So fear is the lowest vibrational frequency. In my belief, in my understanding, fear is the opposite of love. You know, people will say hate is the opposite of love. And I say, no, fear is a lower frequency than hate. We often hate simply because of fear, right? So fear, being a vibrational frequency, can cause us to be paralyzed. It's very debilitating. It causes disease. It causes anxiety. It causes stress. And so when we look at the frequency of fear, we need to have an understanding. So first, there is this appropriate fear. There is a natural reaction that is instinctual. It's an impulse to move. It is involuntary. This is when we are faced with physical survival. So this would be if you're standing under a big oak tree and all of a sudden you hear, you know, kind of a crackling sound and you look up, your instinct is going to be to move out from underneath that falling branch, right? This branch is about to fall. You hear it crackling. Your instinct will be to move. That is the kind of fear that is useful for us, that is beneficial, that is primal. The fear that I'm talking about today is the fear that is constant, it is pervasive, and it is heavy. And this is the fear that causes stress and anxiety and disease. It is the fear that makes, it is the energy that makes us sick. It is, it causes disease for many reasons. The immediate reaction that the body has when it senses fear is in that useful fear, the instinct to move, our body, we're such fabulous, amazing creatures that when we have fear, the energy from our body moves to the extremities. It's the fear that says run, and it is the instinct to run. And so the energy moves to the arms and the legs so that we can run and get away. That is the useful fear. The problem with our society today and the fear we experience on a daily basis is that we are in a chronic state of this, you know, need to run, and yet we're sitting at a desk. We are not really running away, and it's not temporary. So what happens is the body is then depleted of its natural resources to digest food, to regulate our heartbeat, regulate our blood pressure. It causes, you know, all of our major organs are in the middle of our body. All the important stuff is in the middle of the body, and all of the energy needs to be there to help the body experience this reality in its most, you know, optimal way. And so when we are in a chronic state of fear, we lose that. The energy goes elsewhere. It goes into the extremities, and we cause ourselves disease. We cause ourselves to deplete our immune system. We cause ourselves to, you know, create all sorts of things, all of your diseases, you name it. And I can guarantee that most of it is related to some state of fear. So with that, we want to take you out of the fear to help you to understand that it is all in your mind. You know, I will say this a lot, that everything is in your mind. Everything is about perspective. Everything is about the way you choose to perceive your life. But in the belief, in the perception, the body is then told how to respond. And so if we perceive the world as scary, as something to be afraid of, that there's this Coco Man outside your front door, where I come from, we say Coco Man, the Coco Man's outside your front door, then we're afraid to leave the house. And the minute we leave the house, everything is scary. This is, you know, in the mind. When we say, you know, there's nothing to fear, you know, I say all the time, I walk with the hand of God on everything, my creator on everything I do. And so I fear nothing. The idea of what we think we create, this is epigenetics. Epigenetics is the science that has proven what we think we create. It's a newer science, but I am a huge fan of it. It is the science that is proving what medicine people, ancient teachings, shamans have known for thousands of years. They understood that the beliefs cause us to have a biological response. And so if we believe in something scary, the body will respond in such a way that we will then feel fear in our being, and we will release chemicals like cortisol, which cause us to get up and run. Okay. This is why people are able to lift a car, you know, off of somebody who's been ran over, you know, that adrenaline rush. Again, that's that useful fear. But that is not what we are suffering from nowadays. Nowadays, we're in this chronic state, and this is the thing that I am the most concerned about. So we have a belief, the body responds to the belief and creates the chemical reactions in our body. And at the same time, the experience we have and the belief that we are telling ourselves causes the water in our body to carry the frequency. It changes the molecular structure and causes our bodies to be imprinted with that emotion. So when we are in a state of bliss or love, this is why when we fall in love with somebody, when we first have those, you know, butterflies in our stomach kind of experiences, our bodies respond in such a way that chemicals are released and we feel euphoric. And so what we want you to understand is that how we perceive our reality, what we believe, then has an effect on how we feel. And so if we're in a chronic state of fear, we're definitely going to feel it in our body. Over time, it will break the body down. You will age faster. You will, be inflexible. All sorts of things can happen. So there is a scientist named Dr. Emoto. He's a doctor. He's a scientist of sorts. I'm not sure what. But he is a scientist that has proven that water molecules hold a frequency when you change the... let me back up. The water molecules hold a frequency when they are labeled, when they are spoke into, when they are prayed over. So we understand this from, like, holy water. Mariah, you're a Catholic school girl, or grew up in a Catholic family. We all know that, you know, water, holy water is blessed water. This is what we're talking about, right? We're talking about the water being blessed. The blessing that the priest does on the water changes the water molecule, right? And you've been around Strawberry Moon long enough to know that we do all sorts of things with water blessings. And so, when Dr. Emoto did his test, what he did was he labeled the different jars of water, same source of water, distilled water, labeled them things like love, bliss, happiness, joy. I hate you. I want to kill you. There's others I can't remember. He then proved by taking pictures of the water molecules through a special microscope how the water molecules then form different patterns and structures. So the, you know, love and kindness and hope and happiness were these beautiful, snowflake looking crystalline structures. And then the I hate you, I want to kill you jars had like yellow mucus structures, right? They weren't even, there was no consistency in their pattern. They were just like very chaotic and very, literally they look like mucus, like, you know, yellow and black and things like that. So he proved that what we tell water, water then responds to. And so in this idea, I'm telling you this so that you can have an understanding how it, you know, how much you affect your body, your physical well-being by being in a state of fear. So if you are a vessel of water, here you are in your little vehicle, and you're 90% water, 80-something percent water, your vehicle has a big label across it that says fear. And so what we don't want is for that label to be, because you then create a body full of chaotic energy that is ill. And so I want you to really think about this and think about your body in the state that it is energy. It is simply energy. It's the same as, you know, when I work with somebody that has body issues and let's say they're overweight and I say, you know, your fat is just stored energy, right? Fat cells are just stored energy. We have this attachment to thinking things are solid. Everything is energetic. So with that, we want to take people out of a state of fear. And it can be as easy as writing joy and happiness and courage all over your body. And so we can change the structure by changing our thoughts, changing our perception. So, Mariah, in your life, have you experienced, like, tell me about the fear you've experienced in your life.
I would say in my 20s, my biggest fear probably was being a single parent and raising my kids alone. So because of that fear, I stayed in a relationship longer than I should have because I thought, I should make a family. That's what people do. That's how you raise healthy kids. But I was able to overcome that fear when I realized, like, this is more toxic than it is good. And that's not helping your kids. That's not showing them what they need to be taught. So I overcame that by healing myself and becoming courageous enough to walk away when I knew it was time to walk away.
Right. And so fear can cause people to stay in relationships for longer than maybe is healthy for them. We've talked a lot about your work. Would you, you know, tell me about the fear of that you currently have?
So my biggest fear now is job-wise. I've been in the same job for 20 plus years and I don't like it. I'm miserable. But my biggest fear is not having a paycheck, not having the stability of paying my bills, giving my kids what they want, knowing well enough that there's numerous jobs out there. I mean, even if it was the same type of work at a different company, I could do that. But I'm just too scared to take that leap.
Right.
I'm too scared to like see what else is out there or even try to do something I enjoy doing.
Right. And that's so common for so many people. Like I hear it day in and day out that most people's biggest fear is financial security, right? They don't want to take the leap because, you know, if I take this leap, I might not make any money. I might lose all my money. I might not be able to support my family, not be able to pay my bills. And so they stay in relationships, jobs, because a lot of people stay in relationships as well because of financial reasons.
Or they're scared to be homeless.
Right. And I've worked with couples where they literally say they're in agreement. They stay living together because it's too expensive to get divorced, right? And so the fear of, you know, when we look at society today, there is a million things to be afraid of. And the most common are fear of being alone, fear of financial security, not having financial security, fear of death, right? And so to me, the death is the biggest piece. If I can get people to overcome their death, their fear of death, I feel like most people can accomplish anything. They can try anything. They're a little bit braver. In the shamanic and ancient teachings, death is stalking, you know, they say all the time, death is stalking you. Death is nipping at your ankles. And so my greatest fear in my life, in my young life, was that I have two brothers, younger brothers, much younger, and my fear was that they would die or go to prison. And that was a fear, like, since I was a young person. It was, you know, when I look back, it's kind of odd, because even when I was, like, seven and they were little, that was my fear. And so I had to face that fear when one went to prison and one died. And so my greatest fears came true and it didn't kill me. I realized that, wow, you know, it was as tragic and as heartbreaking as it was, it didn't kill me. And so I have nothing to fear now. I literally fear nothing because there's nothing to fear other than my own death. And I don't fear that at all. I've accepted that fully. So getting people to accept their death, you know, I say all the time, I joke with people, I hate to tell you, but you're all, you know, going to go at some point. And we've talked about eternal life before. Who wants to live forever? Nobody truly wants to live forever,
no.
Especially if everybody they love passes on, you know, you're just going to watch all your loved ones. I know very, you know, people who have lived very long lives, like in their 90s, and they're ready at some point. They say, you know, everybody I've loved has passed on. I'm the last one left or whatever. So fearing death, I think, is the most primal for the majority of people. And then second in line definitely is financial. It is amazing to me how much people fear being broke. Like, even if they've been broke, like, I know people who've been broke and then even aren't very wealthy, they still have a paycheck coming in and they're like, I just have to know I'm not brave enough to be an entrepreneur, or I'm not brave enough to take that risk for financial freedom, you know, or for financial reasons. But for you, like, would financial even be the get out of jail free card? You know, if we said, here, Mariah, here's a big fat check, go do your big dream, would it be that easy?
No, because part of my fear is my own capability. Am I able to do something else outside of what I know? Am I smart enough? Am I too old to learn something new? I mean, I fear all of that. I think failing is probably the biggest fear, more than even the money, is failing.
Right.
Even though I know, like, there's people to pick me up, there's people to back me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fail that much. I still fear the failure.
So that's interesting because now I'm thinking, okay, so first is fear of death, then there's fear of financial freedom or financial security, fear of losing financial security, and then there's fear of failing. And that, I mean, that wasn't even in my scope of thought for today, but that is fascinating because that I can see across the board is a lot of people's biggest fears is fear of failing. So they don't even want to try. They're like, I don't even want to try. I don't want anybody to prove that I was wrong, that I couldn't do it. Because, and it frustrates me because people come to see me and I hear that often, like, well, I want to do this thing, but my family says, yeah, right. Or I hear it, right? People will say, my greatest dream, I want to try X, Y, and Z. And the family's like, you can't do that. I hear that all the time. And I'm always flabbergasted, like, why is it your business? It is not your business to tell them they can't do that. But that's their own fear. The people who are telling you you can't do something have their own fear. They're like, no way can you do it because I'm afraid to do it, so you can't. What do you mean? Who gave you the freedom and the courage and the right and the balls to do that, right? Yeah. Like, why is that okay for you? Like, who said that was okay? And I'm saying to my listeners, like, it is okay to do whatever it is that you want to do and to take the jump. Like, I'm all for that. Especially when I work with people that come in and they're like, I'm miserable at my job, I don't like what I do, or I'm miserable in this relationship. My first thing is, do you have children? I'm always careful with people who have kids, especially little, you know, I don't want to be the person that was responsible for, like, mom, like, running away from home and doing some, you know.
Joining the circus.
Yes, and it affecting. So, you know, I always think especially if you don't have, you know, those kind of ties. When young people come to see me and they're not married yet and they don't have kids, I'm like, do it. Do all the things. Like, you don't have to just follow what the society tells you the order of your life should be. If you can go and explore and be courageous, go do it. Life is so short, right? Because death is stalkiness. So I really want our listeners today to hear me when I say, you know, there's really nothing to fear, because in the idea that we are the creators of our reality, in the idea that everything is energy, in the idea that this is a dream, right? We say this all the time. Life is a dream. I mean, we're taught this in kindergarten, row, row, row your boat. Life is but a dream. I don't think people really understand. Some great, wonderful person put this in the school system and taught all the kids to sing this song. I think it was the only hint we had, because they surely weren't teaching this in school, right? But they were saying life is but a dream, meaning it's a dream. And what dream do you want to dream, right? And so if we focus on the totality of the collective consciousness of the world at large, man, we should be hiding under our, you know, kitchen table and not leaving our house, right? But I'm saying, you know, that is out there somewhere, and that is also a dream, and you do not have to participate in the fear of the masses when you yourself are responsible for contributing to the masses. If you are in fear, you are contributing to the state of the world, right? And so if you are a conscious, awakened being who cares about the planet, who cares about humanity, I'm saying to you today, let go of your fear, because it is such a low vibration. It actually is like feeding a fire. It is the true, it is like a virus. It spreads like wildfire. It's amazing to me how fast fear can. I would love to do an experiment where we put, you know, on every major media station some sort of, like, you know, guess what? You have the freedom and liberation to be courageous and do something great. I wonder what kind of effect that would have on the masses, how quickly we could take people out of fear and turn it into something else. But, you know, we're just this, you know, little podcast over here trying to get one person at a time to, like, raise their frequencies, be happy. I want people to be happy. I want them to be in joy and bliss and all the good things. And sometimes fear is so debilitating that even imagining love and bliss is like such a jump, right? And so then the closest step next, the easiest step I feel is hope. If you can muster up a little bit of hope, if you can find one grain of sand of hope and say, I think tomorrow is going to be better. I think I can consider leaving that job, right? So Mariah, what would you do then with that little grain of hope?
Start looking for another job. I look all the time and I see jobs that I know I would get if I applied for them, and then I get scared.
And what are you afraid of?
If I'm going to be completely honest, I have even gotten job offers and I've like lied to not get them because I'm scared to leave.
Wow. So what?
I don't know if it's it's the fear of like, I'm going to go to this job and I'm not going to know it. Am I smart enough to learn it? I know I could learn it, but I'm just so scared to learn something new.
So would you say then you're comfortable?
I'm comfortable. That's another thing too. Like, I've been there so long. I know my job so well that I can do it easily without thinking. I have a flexible schedule. My bosses are all right, you know, that kind of thing. So I think I always think like, well, what if I do leave and it's worse there? Or, well, then just leave to another job. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why it holds me back.
So it's the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
So we have fear of death, fear of losing financial stability, fear of, what did I say?
Failure.
What?
Failure.
Failure. Thank you. And now fear of the unknown. This is why psychics, tarot card readers are so busy, because people just want a hint of what's coming. Give me an idea of what's coming and I can then manage my life. But the unknown is scary to people. But that's, to me, is when like, I have no idea what's to come. And so to me, that's like this great unfolding of, it's like Christmas in my house. My husband always, I never know what he's going to get me. And it's always such a surprise. It's almost, it is a little bit scary though, even to open a present that I haven't even hinted at anything. So I have no idea what's in this box, right? But that's the beauty of this existence, is the not knowing. But man, we're so trapped in security and wanting to know so that we know what's coming. If I know what's coming, then I can plan ahead. And that takes the fun out of this whole reality. So fear of death, fear of losing financial freedom, fear of failure, and fear of the unknown. So all of our listeners out there, if you have any of these fears, how can you overcome it? Like, what can we do to help you to overcome your fear, to take the jump, to do the thing? Because let's face it, like with Mariah, you started that job at some point. How old were you? You were super young.
I just turned 21, yeah.
And so at 21, were you just braver to take on a job, or was it necessity?
It was necessity.
So yeah. It's like, I got to just
survival.
Yeah. Right. So I can be I can't even say that. I can take the jump into the job because I have to. Okay. So then if the job was taken from you today,
I'd have to. Yeah.
You'd have to. But this is what we don't want for people.
I know.
And I say that, and you know, I always think about, like, from a spiritual perspective, if you don't do it, eventually it will be pulled from you. And we know that, right? We all know that. It'll be pulled from you. Do you want to add something to you?
No.
But her wheels are turning. They say the universe speaks in whispers, and then it gets a little louder, and then pretty soon you get a brick, you know, you get hit in the head with a brick. So you will consciously send out the message at some point to lose the thing that you're afraid to leave. You know, if you're in a relationship that you're like, I need to leave it, it's toxic. At some point they're like, hey, I decided I'm out. And you're like, wait a minute. Right. I thought I was on my way out. No, you took too long. And so I want people to really be in a space of where, you know, they are consciously creating their life, not creating from a place of somewhere in my in my unconscious, in my shadow, in my subconscious, I'm sending out messages to make these things happen because I'm too afraid to make them happen myself. I'm like, take charge, do the thing that you really truly want to do. Because what I don't want to see is people, you know, I think about like at the end of my life and my, you know, if I'm in my last days, I want to be able to look back and say, I took all the risks. Yeah, maybe I failed a couple of times, but what really is failure? There's so many people that have failed, yet they learned from it. It became something that later on was truly push them along farther, right? You'll say, oh, I made the mistake, but then it caused me to do this thing that actually caused me to create something better, right? So from that energetic perspective, from, you know, the space of understanding, okay, I'm all energy, and how can I raise my frequency? So for the listeners, I want you to think about a couple of things that you can do to raise your vibrational frequencies. You can do energetic cleansings, which in my line of work, I call Olympia. We call it Olympia, which is to clean. It's to balance the energy body. Energetic cleansings can be in many, you know, people do them in many different ways. Reiki is an example. Raising the frequency of the energy body. You can do that with spiritual baths. That's something very easy to do at home. A spiritual bath can consist of like filling your bathtub with water and praying over it, like we were talking about. That's why I brought up the Emoto studies, because he's really proven this, what, you know, shamans and medicine people have known, ancient teachings have known for thousands of years, but he's proven it. And understanding that, you know, just praying over your bath water can bring you such healing. But you can add things like essential oils or flowers and herbs, things like that. Those are all considered spiritual baths. Sound healing, the big, you know, crystal bowls and things like that bring a lot of healing that can raise your vibrational frequency. Beautiful, on even on YouTube, there's beautiful what we call Hertz frequencies, H-E-R-T-Z. Hertz is a vibrational frequency that musicians use, right? And so, am I saying it wrong? How do you say, oh no, I say it, am I saying it right?
You're saying it right,
okay.
Yeah.
Hertz frequencies, like 396 hertz is for fear. That can help break up the energy of fear. 417 is also a good one for anxiety and uncertainty. And I didn't even put that together till just now, that was one of the fears that we concluded, was that fear of the unknown, right? And so 417, if you are in fear of that one, there you go. 417 is your vibrational frequency that you need to sit in. And YouTube has some great ones. You can find them online that you can just listen to, like when you go to sleep at night, that can help to change your frequency. So changing your beliefs, saying, okay, this is what I fear. How can I get from fear to courage, or fear to hope, to courage, to bliss, to love, the higher frequencies of love and bliss. My goal is to get people to a state of bliss. That is where everything is. When you can be in bliss, the smallest things become such a great experience. So with that, Maya, do you have anything to add?
Just that I'm going to try to take some steps this year.
We're going to hold you to that. The listeners are going to be like,
baby steps in everything I do.
She does.
Just remember what Yoda said.
What did Yoda say?
Try not do.
Yes.
There is no try.
Just
there
do.
There is no try. And I'm a big believer in that, because it's try is like keeping you in that state of like,
so I'm going to do.
Yes. Just do it. Just do it. We say, just do it, sister. You know, especially like, you know, it's your life. What do you have to lose? You know, like I say all the time, death is the biggest thing. And if you can't die from it, then just do it, you know. So then you end up at a job that you're maybe not your bliss, but you tried it and you're like, okay, this, I now I need to make the next step that's a little different. Let me take it to the next thing. I know what Mariah's true bliss is, and she needs to get on that. Can I share with the listeners? Yeah. So she really, her true bliss is to have a food truck. And I look at her and I'm thinking, like, people have food trucks, so you know it's doable. So then there should be no fear there.
I know.
I always think about that. You know, I have musicians or people that say, like, I don't, you know, you can't make a living at that. And I'm like, but other people do it. If other people are already doing something, you already have a platform or, you know, there's already a way. There's already, you know, that it's possible. So why is it possible for them but not for you,
yeah.
Right? And so in this state that the world is in right now, I mean, we've been in fear for centuries, but I want you to really take the time to think about, what am I listening to all day? You know, are you listening to the news? Are you listening to commercial? Even commercials are like scary these days, right? Are you listening to things that are feeding your fear or feeding your, I love, there's a meme that I posted many years ago. I found somewhere and it said, what did it say? Feed your, starve your fears and feed your, I can't remember. But it was something about starving your fear. And so let's starve the fears. Let's not feed those fears. Let's feed the dream. Let's feed the thing that you really want and know that the fear is not the big scary Coco Man outside of your door. It is simply all in your mind. It is all in your head. So knock it off, like, enough already. Okay. So for all of you listening, if everybody takes their time to raise their frequencies, you know, we need 100,000 people. I was thinking of a different number for something else. 100,000 people changes the vibrational frequency of the collective. So we get 100,000 people to listen to this podcast and to change their vibrational frequency from fear to even just to hope, we have affected the entire collective consciousness.
My goal is 1 million people.
1 million people. We're hoping that we have 1 million listeners out there. They are already listening. They are already listening. So with that, we will go into a blessing and process. Sound good? Okay. So everybody take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes, relax. God, Goddess, all that is, Pachamama, Antepasados, winged beings, all of our soul's counsel, our teachers, our guides, our angels. We are here today and we ask that you help us to create sacred space. We ask today for blessings for all who are listening. We ask today for you to bring their fear to the surface, bring their fear to their conscious mind so that it may be erased, transmuted, so that they may let go of the fear that they imagine. We ask today to place them in a bubble of white light, in the highest frequencies of love and bliss. We ask for this bubble of light to vibrate, moving into every cell of their body. We ask that these vibrational frequencies resonate the deepest, most profound levels of their being, in the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual bodies. We ask today to quiet your mind of all things that cause you fear. We ask today for a sense of peace and harmony to wash through you. We ask today for your heart to be opened and be filled with the resonance of love and hope. I ask today specifically for the prison of your mind to be unlocked, for the thoughts that trap you to be cleared, that you begin to elevate consciously to higher states of awareness, that you focus your attention to all that you want and pay little attention to all that you fear. I ask to transmute the lower frequencies of fear. I ask that they dissipate, that they move out of every cell in your body. I ask to awaken the dormant conscience, to awaken your soul, to awaken your spirit, to remember. Do you remember who you truly are? Remember that you have immense potential, that you are the divine creator, and that all you dream may come to fruition. I ask to fill you with the courage of the warrior to face any challenge, to know deep in your being that you are capable, that you are smart enough, that you are strong enough, that you are enough, that you are a sacred being, and that life is to be lived. We ask today to crack open the shell so that you may walk like the grand, amazing creator that you are. We ask today to take you out of your shell. We ask today to straighten your spine, to increase the levels of dopamine and endorphins, serotonin, so that you may experience bliss, happiness, and joy. We ask to fill your heart with the highest states of love, compassion, understanding. We ask today that you take full responsibility for your contribution to the state of humanity, that you raise your vibrational frequencies, that you raise your conscious awareness so that we may heal together, so that we will remember that we are one and that there is nothing to fear. We say today, from this point forward, you are a strong warrior. You stand in the knowing that everything you need to know is there already, that all your needs are met, that you are safe, that you are sacred. And as you walk into your dream, you walk in the knowing that you are the most courageous being on the planet, and that you walk with the hand of your creator, your God, goddess, all that is. You walk in the knowing you are always safe, always taken care of, and always moving in the right direction and moving away from fear. Banti Osha Hau, Banti Osha Kwa, Om Meteo. Amen, so it is. Banti Osha Hau, Banti Osha Kwa, Om Meteo. Amen, so it is. I will leave you in this quiet state. May you have a blessed day, week, month, until we meet again.